Today on The Good Stuff, how about a Norwegian blessing? This was from Jim Ellingson. Can we start with that?
I think we should.
May the ruts always fit the wheels in your pickup. May your earmuffs always keep out the north wind. May the sunshine warm upon your lefse. May the rain fall soft on your lutefisk. And until we meet again, may the good Lord protect you from any and all unnecessary oofdas. So,
oofda, I like that.
All right, folks, if you want to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills, where do you start? It's visitvalentine.org. Yeah, you can find out the 50 fun things to do right here in the Valentine area. Maybe it's a trip to Snake Falls or one of the other many waterfalls like Smith Falls State Park or Berry Bridge Falls. There's a lot of waterfalls to check out if you kind of like to do that thing, set underneath the cold spring water. And you can find out more about that by visiting visitvalentine.org.
The Lion Whisperer.
A Lion Whisperer?
Yeah. Did you hear about the two explorers, Bob and John, who were going through the jungle when a ferocious lion jumped out in front of them? Bob whispered to John to keep calm. Bob asked John if he remembered what they had read in the book on wild animals. If you stand absolutely still and look the lion straight in the eye, he will turn tail and run away, said Bob. John said, fine. You've read the book. I've read the book. Has the lion read the book?
Who's going to test that theory, right?
That's right.
Discover the pulse of agriculture, from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News. Published every Saturday, visit them online at tsln.com and get your subscription. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
This is by Ernest Jack Sharp. God spilled a rainbow. Green were the forests at summer's close. Then how it happened, no one really knows. But God spilled a rainbow. It splashed upon the leaves of trees and vines. The colors ran and blended into strange designs that seemed to flow in harmony across the hills and vales, along the banks of the streams and the forest trails, and each hedgerow. And it was autumn, a color pageant really grand to see, robes of splendor adoring every tree. It seemed to grow until it filled the world with colors bright, a beautiful and awe-inspiring sight, a gorgeous show viewed on autumn morn. There is no doubt that is how it really came about. God spilled a rainbow. And that's by Ernest Jack Sharp.
I'm not sure where this came from, but here are a few things that a motorcycle can teach you, okay?
Okay.
The only good view of a thunderstorm is in your rearview mirror. Four wheels might move the body, but two wheels move the soul. I'd rather be riding my motorcycle and thinking about God than sitting in church and thinking about my motorcycle.
Oh, dear.
Life may begin at 30, but it doesn't get real interesting till around 95.
That's funny.
Midnight bugs taste just as bad as noontime bugs. Sometimes it takes a whole tank of gas before you can think straight again. A bike on the road is worth two in the shed. Young riders pick a destination and go. Old riders pick a direction and go. Another thing that motorcycles can teach you, when you're riding lead, don't spit. Catching a yellow jacket in your shirt at 75 miles an hour can double your vocabulary. I've never seen a motorcycle parked outside a psychiatrist's office. And finally, only bikers know why dogs stick their heads out car windows. Some things that motorcycles can teach you today.
That's good. Really good. I like that. Some more tweets to share. Me, the house is a disaster. We all need to clean. 8-year-old says, who's coming over? I say, no one. We're cleaning for us. And the 8-year-old says, but we already know we live like this. Just wanted to let everyone here know that a little girl came up to my door dressed as a shark last night, and I gave her M&Ms, and she said, thank you. I love you. And her mother said, you're supposed to say happy Halloween. And the girl said, she gave me M&Ms. I love her.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that cute?
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.